There was one or two rather serious incidents because health and safety, as you can imagine by now, weren't even thought of course. One of his mate was killed, but he was seriously injured when one of the nitric acid retorts, which was a mixture of concentrated sulfuric acid and sodium nitrate being heated to drive off the sulfuric acid, it had leaked into the furnace underneath, and one of them hooked the door open to shovel some more coal in, and the two were met by a gusher of boiling sulfuric acid and sodium nitrate. So you can just imagine what that happened. One might say the lucky one was killed outright, but the other chap, he survived and lived on for another 50 years. In the 70s, he was still known in Waltham Abbey, walking around, and his face was terribly disfigured. He always wore gloves because there was hardly any skin on his hands where he'd caught it. He was so well known in the district, I met him and spoke to him, that you just didn't think about it. You just talked to him, not the fact that he'd got a terribly scarred face. And there was another accident. We all had a clock on and off each day, and somebody had not clocked off one night. They didn't come in again the next morning, nor the next two or three days. And, you know, there was a hue and cry raised at the house. He hadn't come home. When they started to have a look round, there were several buried acid tanks, which were made of iron and were sunk down to ground level. Well, it was strong acid, which didn't affect the iron itself, but they had iron tops, and the condensation would mean that there was often weak acid on the lid. And although the regulations were you were not ever to take shortcuts across the grass and one of these tanks in order to get to where you want to, this chap must have done this, because on inspection, a hole was discovered in this tank, and on draining it, they just found a few plastic buttons. That was the only bit that had not been dissolved. He was never found. Just a few plastic buttons, a few bits of metal off his braces.